The title for my sermonette today is A Good Name. You know, we had the wave sheaf offering last Sunday, and we started that count to Pentecost. We're on day seven more weeks, and then that following Sunday, we will celebrate the spring harvest. Mr. Shaw sent out an article by Mr. Gerald Ost on the wave sheaf offering. You know, this year, all the festivals, or all the spring holy days, lined up as the same as when, during the time of Christ, when Christ was crucified. Passover was on Tuesday. Christ was crucified and buried on Wednesday. And 3 days and three nights later, he rose late on the Sabbath. And Jesus presented himself to his Father as the first of the first fruits. You know, the wave sheaf offering can get overlooked during the days of unleavened bread. Sometimes in our busy lives, we can overlook things. We can rush around trying to get everything done, but we end up sometimes missing things. I know I do. Today, I would like to focus our attention on something we have to remember daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and that is a good name. You know, just a few weeks ago, we were able to attend the funeral of our good friend, Scott Schaffer. And wasn't it nice to hear so many people get up and say such good things about Scott? I think all of us would like to have that at our funerals. It was a pleasure to listen to his family and friends commenting on what a wonderful example of a godly man he was. Scott was a lasting example to all of us of what a good name is. So let's turn over to Proverbs 22. I'll read verse 1. Proverbs 22, verse 1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. We have to make good choices to have a good name. Do we want riches and wealth, or would we rather have a good name? If a good person has a good name, it's because usually they do the right thing. They use wisdom, they're honest people, they have integrity in making their decisions. So I'd like to look today at three things. Let's look at three things in God's Word. One, how God protects his own name, what Jesus did and how God the Father honored him, and what God promises to those who submit themselves to him and honor his name. So let's turn over to Psalm 106, verses 1 through 9. Psalm 106. It starts off, praise the Lord. Praise our Creator, our Sustainer, the one who takes care of all of our needs, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the food we eat. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can mutter the mighty acts of God? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with favor you have toward your people. O visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones. You know, one of the things that we really benefit from is the holy days. Knowing the plan of God, it really helps us as we stay on track, trying to keep ourselves in God's favor and in his grace and doing things that are pleasing to him, that I may have glory with your inheritance. And then it says, we sinned with our fathers, this is the psalmist writing, and we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the Red Sea. And we just celebrated that day, Wednesday. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. God can do all things unilaterally. He doesn't need anyone else to help him. But he's very sure to make sure that he protects his holy name, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it dried up. I think all of us would love to be able to see how that took place. God's great power, his wondrous strength. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. God is the God we serve, has that kind of power that he can just split a sea apart like that so that all the Israelites could walk through it. In Ezekiel 20, verse 9, you don't have to turn there, I'll just read it. But I acted for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned before the Gentiles, among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known to them to bring them out of the land of Egypt. God says he protected his name. He followed through with the commitment he had made to Abraham. And in his holiness and in his truth and his mercy and grace, he protected his name. God, through his own power, was able to bring the Israelites out of Egypt safely. Let's move on to point two. What Jesus did and how God the Father honored him. Let's turn over to Philippians 2. Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. I don't know if any of us would ever consider stepping down as far as Christ did from being with the Father as the Word, and taking on physical, I mean, how much lower could you get? Kind of like an ant for us, I would think. And then to come in our same likeness. And being found in appearance, verse 8, as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Jesus Christ earned that by doing what his Father told him to do, just as we should be following the Father. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. So God raised Jesus up from the death, from the grave, showing his power and his glory and what Jesus had trusted that he would do. The third one, what does God promise those who submit to him? That submit themselves to him. Let's turn over to Revelation 20. We usually read these in the fall feast. We'll read verses 4 through 6. Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6. And I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, and judgment was committed to them for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. How many incredible promises does God make to us, for those of us who were willing to go through whatever we have to do to have that good name, to make the right choices, to be in his kingdom, rather than go after worldly wealth. Let's turn over to Revelation 2, verse 17. Revelation 2, 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. God offers us an incredible reward to be one of those who receives a white stone with a special name that God has for us. So how do we make choices? Do we make our choices based on what will make us wealthy or rich? Or do we make our choices on having a good name, being a person of integrity that God can trust and depend on? You don't have to turn there, but in Psalm 44, verse 8, it says, in God we boast all day long. It's nothing that we do. It's God's power that we... And it says, and praise your name forever. We will spend eternity praising our God. And it says, Selah. Think about that. Are we thinking in eternal terms? You know, I started off talking about the wave sheaf offering, and hopefully we can see the correlation with Jesus as the first fruits, and all of us as we follow Jesus Christ and put that mind of Jesus Christ in ourselves through God's Holy Spirit. As we count to Pentecost, let's remember that we choose daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly that we are going to choose a good name over worldly riches, and are filling our minds with God's way so that we make those good choices and put on the mind of Jesus Christ and serve our Father as he did, the great God whose name alone is holy.